with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
And we find in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, where it tells you what to think on. Think on those things that are good, lovely, holy, just, pure, of good report, honest. He said, think on these things. You're supposed to keep your mind on Jesus. In other words, you're supposed to learn what's good and pleasing to the Lord, and that's what you're to fill your thoughts with. You're not supposed to fill your thoughts with lying and deception and strife and unforgiveness and foolishness. Hallelujah. He said, forsake your thoughts and forsake your ways to embrace his way. Amen. He will show us the path of life. See, God will show us how he do things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. How many of y'all know that scripture? Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Now, don't you know if you're seeking the Lord, you're seeking God's mindset? I'm seeking to know God better so I can do better, so I can act like God. We're supposed to imitate him in how we think and in how we live. And how you renew your mind is that you get the thoughts of God in every area of your life. You find out, what does God say about your family and family relationships? What does he say about husband-wife relationships? How's a husband supposed to treat his wife? How's a wife supposed to treat her husband? Right? And then we let that word, we meditate on it until that word becomes a part of us, until that word gets down in our heart, and that until we're acting on that word and doing what the word say. How many of you know you can know what the Bible say and not do it? Do I need to give y'all some illustration? How many people know the Bible say tithe and won't tithe? Okay. How many people know the Bible say don't hold unforgiveness, they hold unforgiveness anyway, and they can quote scripture on unforgiveness? How many of you know the Bible says, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath? Be angry and sin not. How many of you get angry and go to bed angry? You know what the Bible say? Right? I mean, I give you a lot of scriptures. We know what it say. We can quote it. We can preach on it. We can dance over it and rejoice over it. But until that word begins to change how you live, then it's not inside you. And the Bible says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Amen. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it'll be done for you. I'm going to tell you, that's the highest kind of living, when you start thinking like God. Hallelujah. Because God thinks different. And we have to learn to embrace the thoughts of God. God doesn't see sickness and disease the way most people see it. Look here, in the Old Testament, God called sickness a curse. Jesus called it bondage. The Holy Ghost called it oppression. You see the difference? Some people call poverty a blessing. There ain't no scripture in the Bible that say poverty is a blessing. Well, you know, the Lord just won't keep you poor and humble. Why don't you just let the Lord make you rich and humble?
Amen.
Can't it go both ways? Yeah, see, we think different. We think God don't want us to have nothing. Sometimes we think about God that God is withholding everything, and we got to beg God. Prayer is a begging proposition. Well, you know, if you beg enough, you know, sometimes people learn to pray, but they figure that if they'll just have a fit before God, if they'll just fall out. You know how a child wants something and fall out? Some adults do that with God. Just fall out. Cry and holler. Ah, you got him. I need, you ain't doing. That ain't how you approach God. You learn what God says about prayer. You renew your mind to it. And then you pray according to the word. So you live according to the word. Doesn't the Bible say the just? Who are the just? Let's identify the just. Who are the just? The just are is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that have been justified by the blood of Jesus. He said, you shall live how? By faith. And living by faith means that you live by the word. See, Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So you got to live by the word. We're supposed to let the word govern all our actions. Because when we do that, then we're establishing the kingdom, and the kingdom is being established in us. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to learn how to do it God's way. Got to learn to see it the way God sees it. And then we line our life up with this. Whatever the Lord say, that's what we do. However the Lord say do it, that's where you do it. You keep everything straight just like that. You follow the word. You let the word have preeminence in your life. You let the word be first. In other words, when you find out you're doing things wrong or you're living wrong and you read a script and the Lord say, this is where you need to do that, and you find out you're doing it wrong, you don't fight with the Bible. You don't throw your tradition at it and say, well, this is just the way we always do it. We always have done it like this. I know the Bible says. I've heard people say, well, we know the Bible say this here, but this is the way we've always done it. And we've been at it too long now to change. If it was good for grandma, it's good for us. You don't know the struggles grandma had because she wasn't living by the word. You don't know what kind of fights they had on their hand because they didn't know the truth. Amen. So you got to know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. The truth is the word. And so we have to renew our mind that God wants us to live by faith. Everybody say, I'm supposed to live by faith. Living by faith is living by the unseen. When you learn to live by faith, you're not always dependent upon what you see. When you live by faith, you're dependent upon what God said to you, and you accept the truth that's in the Bible as the reality. The Bible, the word, is the reality for your life. You accept that as the truth. Amen. And remember, I've talked to you before about pulling down strongholds. You know, a stronghold is a thought system that you have, a mindset that you have that's contrary to God, that's contrary to God's will. And a lot of times the devil sets those strongholds in your mind that when they are confronted, you will challenge the word of God until you let the word have preeminence, and it pulls that stronghold down. And that thought, that system of thoughts that was given to you by Satan through tradition, through philosophy, you know, through kinfolk, through school, through education, whatever, however it came to you, some of these things are demonic. And the devil puts them there, and it takes the word of God to remove them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. See, I had a mindset at one time that speaking in tongues was of the devil. Somebody told me that. It was of the devil. So I was staying away from people spoke in tongues. Right? I didn't want the devil. But then somebody opened the Bible one night and went line upon line, precept upon precept, and went through the scriptures. Then I saw it for myself. Then it didn't matter what nobody else told me. I said, well, it's right there in the Bible. It's right there in the Bible. And then they say, anybody here want to receive? I said, well, I can't tell God I don't want him. That's like signing your death warrant. I said, I want the Holy Ghost. And I spoke in tongues that night. My life never been the same since. I'm going to tell you, and it don't take long to pull down a stronghold if you will make the decision that you're just going to believe the Bible. Amen. It don't take long for them to come down. Listen, I remember a time I prayed my grandmother, Mama Ethel, my mama's mama. She was walking with a cane one time because she'd fell and hit her knee. Her knee swelled up. They told her she had arthritis in it. She had a cane. And I went to visit her one time. I was home for the weekend. And when I got to the house, Mama Ethel called me to the living room. She said, Greg, come back here and talk to me. So we sat down and we started having a conversation. And I don't have time to tell the whole thing, but we're just talking about her knee. Well, you know, I started telling her, I said, you know what? I said, Mom, I said, the Lord don't want you walking with that cane. I said, he wants your knee well. And so I started reading her scriptures. I started going over some scriptures in the Bible about God's healing power. By Jesus' stripes you're healed. I am the Lord that heals thee. I started sharing those scriptures with her. And then I started reading some of them scriptures. And I never will forget the time that I read out of the 16th chapter of Mark about laying hands on the sick and they're going to get well. Mom Elta perked up and she says, that's in the Bible. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, where that's at in the Bible? She leaned over. Where that's at in the Bible? Show that to me in the Bible. And I put the Bible right in front of her and said, here, read it for yourself. And then she read it. She didn't know that was in the Bible. And then I asked her, I said, Mom Elta, do you believe that? She said, it's in the Bible, ain't it, baby? It's in the Bible, I believe it. I said, well, you believe I lay hands on you, you're going to be healed? She said, it's in the Bible, ain't it? I said, yes, ma'am, it is. She said, come on, let's pray. I laid hands on that knee. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, heal this knee. Lord, remove all the inflammation from me. I curse this arthritis at the root, commanded to go. In Jesus' name. And then I didn't pray no long prayer. You know, I didn't even pray in tongues. I just prayed a simple prayer of faith. And then Mom Elta sat back and she looked at me and she gave me one of those big grins that she had, you know, a big smile. She had a beautiful smile. And she smiled at me. And then I saw her reach over where the coffee table was and she picked that cane up she had. And I thought she was getting ready to test that knee out, you know, with the cane. But she grabbed that cane and she took it and she slung it against the wall. And then she looked at me, she surprised me. She looked at me, she said, well, I don't need this no more. She ain't never stood up yet. She said, I don't need this no more. And then she got up and went walking through the house. And the pain was gone, the swelling was gone. She had her hand lifted up like this, and I took off running. I'm almost shouting and jumping up there in the front room by the fireplace. At. She come through the house looking at me, she said, Greg, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Now, see, all it took was somebody to tell her that Jesus is a healer, amen, and he'll heal you now, show it to it in the word, and she embraced that. Amen. Just that stronghold was gone just like that, because the word is very powerful. Amen. See, faith comes how? By hearing and what? Hearing by the word of God. It is the rhema of God, that spoken word when God speaks to your heart, that caused faith to be birthed in your heart. Your faith can grow and it can increase. It just depends on how much you're going to feed on the word.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
You are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.